Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Saturday morning has arrived, and Larry Glass at the other microphone, and it is, we're in that roller coaster zone right now. Cool one night, a little bit warmer the next, 80 today and 60 tomorrow or something like that.
Right. It's been interesting weather. It's getting a little dry.
Yes. I see a, well, there is a 30% chance as I look at rain for Tuesday going into Wednesday. But other than that, we are entering a drier season.
It does. Usually this time of year, it does begin to get a little bit on the dry side. But the trees, nonetheless, are coloring up rather nicely.
Yeah.
Despite that, you do want to watch your newly planted shrubs, trees, annuals, perennials.
Okay.
And for dryness, we did a project and I visited it and I said, the stuff needs to be watered.
Uh-huh.
So I restored the function of the sprinkler system in light of that.
You can, if you put it to sleep for the winter, you can wake it up.
Golly. No problem at all. Especially if you put in one and put an insulated backflow cover on, it'll go way down in the lower 20s without any problem.
My wife and I ran over to Branson just Saturday night to see a show, drove back midday Sunday, and the drive, particularly to our east, was really nice. I think mm-hmm. the trees in southwest Missouri, at least, have really turned some nice colors already.
Exactly. We're starting to show some good color on the dogwoods.
Yeah.
The maples are really, just the last few days, the maples have really blushed out real nicely.
Okay.
And the burning bush is a little lightly here, but it's coming. It's gonna color up.
Good.
Be patient. It'll color up. And so what I'm really surprised or happy with are the color of the dogwoods. They're really putting on a really good show this year.
Excellent. Congratulations, dogwoods.
Yay. Okay. So, burr, burr. So go dog too, number one. But anyway, this is also a good time to consider doing some landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right in the middle of some projects and keeping us busy.
Probably both commercial projects and projects for homeowners.
You bet. Uh-huh. Okay. It's time to plant trees and shrubs and bulbs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, bulbs particularly. This is a great time.
Perfect. Absolutely. Don't wait till December. It's too late.
Oh, okay.
December, January. Some people say, oh, they're in my refrigerator. I forgot all about them. Well, yeah, you'll get some show.
Yeah.
If you wait till then, your tulips will be really, really short, but they'll still get some show. They probably won't make it through till next year. So.
Well, and also, I know you recommend getting a little bit of bone meal for available calcium, and it takes bone meal a while to metabolize before it's available.
Exactly, and the bone meal does add cellular strength to the cell wall of plants is made of calcium pectate.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that helps strengthen the cell. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget the birds.
This is an excellent time of year to re-energize the bird feeder.
Right. I bought 50 pounds of bird seed last weekend, and a small portion of it is gone already.
The birds need to develop the habit of going to, in this case, Larry's house to find good seed.
Right. And you see all kinds of different species of birds. So yeah. It's kind of cool to do that. I know my wife likes to watch the birds. So anyway, and make sure they have water too to drink.
Yeah,
the bird baths and all that. Yeah, if you're worried about your bird bath freezing up, in my bird bath, I put a plant saucer in it.
Okay.
And that way, it won't freeze the bird bath. One of those plastic, see-through plastic plant saucers. They're inexpensive.
Yeah.
And it helps keep so you can go ahead and have water in your bird bath without it, if you have a concrete one, without it freezing.
Okay.
So. Well, the main reason why I did that is mine is a clay or ceramic or pottery bird bath, and it cracked.
Oh.
Oops. So just by force, I had to put one of those in it. But it's still, the birds don't care. They still like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so make sure you can track them and enjoy them all winter long. So I can make sure they're all fed and watered. So.
Place it strategically so the birds can find it, but the squirrels have a little bit of a problem.
This week, one last go around with the mower, and then it gets drained and put to sleep for the winter.
Okay.
I
know you've gone through the procedure, but run that through by for us again real quick on what to do with the mower.
Well, you want to run it till the carburetor is empty.
Yep.
And sometimes that's not enough. A lot of them have a drain on the bottom where you can drain a little, push a little, some even have a little button you can push to drain you get gasoline all over your fingers, so don't smoke while you do this.
Oh, good idea.
But anyway, don't smoke, period. But so you want to get that dry so the you want to get all the varnish build up in it. And then pull the spark plug out, put a little bit of oil in the cylinder, pull the rope a little bit, put the engine at top dead center. You look inside the little hole when the little piston comes close to the thing, that's top dead center.
Yep.
And then screw the spark plug back in fairly tight, you know, just like you normally would. Mm-hmm. This should be okay for the winter.
Sounds great.
Pretty simple.
Then it starts usually first pull for you next time, maybe second.
Usually it does. Yeah. Put the fuel in it, let it sit for a while. If your tank is above the or below the carburetor, it'll take a while for it to start. But if it's got a gravity feed, then it should start up shortly after the gasoline gets to it. So mine usually does in the spring.
Sounds good.
So anyway, get that ready to go. Watch your plants for water. I know I have a hydrangea in the backyard, which I'm either going to get rid of or or plant it somewhere else.
Okay.
Because it's always thirsty.
Yes.
And the plants around it don't require that much water, and it's a real pain in the neck. It did not bloom at all this year. It was it's a lace cap, and they need a bit more water than I'm willing to give it. So on the north side of the house, it stays a bit more moist over there. Mm-hmm. So perhaps it'll do better over there, although I'll never see it.
Oh.
So.
Well, then what's the good of putting it over there?
Well, I don't know. I just don't want to get rid of it.
I understand.
Because it's thirsty. But anyway, so watch your plants for dryness. Yeah. And if the plants are really, really dry, for instance, your burning bush, if they're really kind of on the dry side, when the fall color comes, it won't be as long as if it were well watered. Mm-hmm. So you want to try to keep the moisture levels up on some of your plants that you're going to put on show.
Okay.
So, and that's true with all your plants. Now, underneath the eave of the house, it's going to be getting a little bit dry too, because it's been a while since we've had a rain. Mm-hmm. And we did have a good one. What is that, a 2-inch rain?
That was a 2-inch rain better part of 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, and that's gone.
Yeah.
So underneath the eaves of the house, that's a quick one too. It came and went real quick.
Yeah, we did get a little bit of a drizzle, but I mean just a little bit of drizzle in some places around the listing area,
right.
But not much. Good morning, caller. You are on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Yes, I wanted to ask. I have a humongous red clay pot full of amaryllis bulbs.
Good for you.
And they were showstopper this year.
Right.
But I think it's time to separate them. Should I let them go dormant, or can I separate them now?
Yeah, you can let them go dormant by stopping the watering. Just stop watering them.
Okay.
Not to the point where the soil gets really, really bone dry, but just enough. Just a trickle of water now and then, and when the leaves start to wither and die away, then you can cut them off. Then they're dormant.
Okay. Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to do that process in order for them to start to bloom again. They have to go through that dormancy period, and they have to be ushered into that dormancy
period. Well, yeah, I do that every year. I just bring them in and let them go dormant in the pot.
Okay, that's cool.
And then I set them back out in the spring, but I want to separate them this year.
Right.
And I didn't know how long I needed to wait before I started to separate them.
Oh, yeah, just let them go dormant as normal, and then separate them.
Okay.
And then they should do fine. They're kind of easy to grow, and sometimes their blossom show is disappointing or not at all. But typically they do okay. And I think they'll go ahead and bloom, because once they go dormant, the tissues inside the bulbs start to differentiate into bulbs or into flowers rather. So you should have a show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, and good luck on your amaryllis show next time.
No, amaryllis, they're beautiful plants. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I got a catalog in the mail, I think, one day this week. One of the Buy Amaryllis by Mail people sent it to me, and, of course, I'm sure their geneticists are busy at work every year.
We've had a little difficulty selling amaryllis bulbs.
Yeah.
We would get these just big, almost the size of a bowling ball, these huge bulbs.
Yeah.
And some smaller ones too, and it's kind of a hard sell now and then.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of work to them, and not everybody's willing to put in the work apparently for the rewards they get. I remember when my daughter was first born, she was born in December,
mm-hmm.
and the amaryllis bulb bloomed, and she would just look at that little tiny thing, just look at that amaryllis bulb. And now she's a very enthusiastic gardener. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But she really didn't like the idea of gardening when she was growing up, because I was always out playing in the yard and all that. But now that she's got her own.
Oh, that's different.
the mower lines have to be straight, and you have to have flowers and everything else. So it's kind of funny how that works.
Well, I think that Navy training got in there somewhere along the
line,
too.
I guess
too.
So. But anyway, the amaryllis are cool plants. I did know of a man here in town who had them actually growing outside.
Really?
And he worked at the research center. He's head of it at the time.
Okay.
And he got his amaryllis bulbs to bloom twice a year outside.
Nice.
He knew what he was doing about it, studied up on it.
And, yeah.
And got him to bloom. A very, very showy guy. Right. Very showy plants, amaryllis.
Yes, they are. 800-749-5936. We'll take a short break and invite your phone calls on the other side. Phone calls always take priority on Green Country Gardener. If Larry and I are talking about amaryllis bulbs and you want to talk about your lawn, we'll be happy to accommodate you. And we'll do that for you coming up in just a bit.
Talking with Brent at United Rentals. You've also got generators?
Yep, generators for bad weather.
And chainsaws and pruner chainsaws as well for you to be able to get up high if you don't want to go up in the cherry picker, but you still have some branches you want to trim.
Yep, we've got a long pruning saw. It's 14 foot. We've also got chainsaws if you need to trim some trees around your place. 3801 Southeast Nowata Road, 918-333-9580.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road and check out Partosso's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses opens 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday.
And this is becoming quite the battle. The 2-2 pitch on the way.
With the support of Major League Baseball, Stand Up To Cancer is fighting to end cancer.
Hit high, hit deep.
And we won't stop until
it's gone!
Stand up for the 16 million people living with cancer in the U.S. and Canada. Join us at standuptocancer.org/MLB.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Phone calls, again, always take priority on the discussion, but Larry and I will continue till you call in.
Exactly. So anyway, watch the watering on your plants. They're going into a winter.
Okay.
And water infrequently and fairly heavily. Dig up and store your cannas, your gladiolus, elephant ears, and bananas.
Oh, bananas too. Okay.
Yes.
We do have a caller, and good morning. You're on the air. What can we do for you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Got a question for Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Got blackberries and raspberries.
Yes.
And normally I just, pull the grass out by hand. Last summer, things got busy. Grass went wild. Any suggestions for keeping the grass out of those types of plants?
Bermuda grass is a tough one to keep clear of blackberries and raspberries. Bermuda grass is, which was probably the primary grass you're having problems with.
Yes, yes.
It's a weed like anything else. You can mulch real heavily and it'll just scoot right across the top of it.
Yes.
So, one way is to either elevate the beds or put a rather heavy border around it. The border could be a 4x4 treated yellow pine around it as an edge to help stop the stoloniferous growth of the Bermuda grass. Or if they're elevated, it'll have a more difficult time. Although I have seen people with Bermuda grass in their blackberries and raspberries, even though they're in an elevated bed. So it's a tough one to get rid of. There are chemical controls that'll get in there, but you might want to do some research, or I can do some research to see if the chemical that controls the Bermuda grass can transmit into your fruit. Something you probably don't want.
Yeah, I haven't been able to. I've done online research on pre-emergence and things like that, and I can't find any of it.
Yeah, generally
it won't go into the fruit.
A pre-emergent will not stop the stolonifera spreading of a Bermuda grass. It won't work on that. So okay. You need something, a topical application.
So some kind of a physical barrier or something like what you're talking about.
Yeah, physical barrier. There's a couple of chemicals that are effective in selectively killing grass plants. They won't kill the raspberries and blackberries, but they will kill the grass plants. And we have some at the nursery. And we could open up the label and read it and see if it does cause any harmful effects on your on the fruit. In other words, you don't want to be eating fusiflop.
Right.
Yeah. One thing about these herbicides is they are only effective if they are sprayed onto living vegetation. They're not effective when they're in the ground. It has to be sprayed on the leaves of the target plant. Now, to me, that says if it's not in the soil, it's not going to be much of a problem on your plants. It'll stay within the Bermuda grass plant itself. So a very careful application of these would be my advice. Try not to get it on the ground as much as possible, and it'll effectively annihilate the grass.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... we just need to do some reading on it and see what crops it's safe to use.
But it sounds like at least the simplest solution may be to go down to the lumber yard, so to speak, and get the physical barrier.
A physical barrier would probably be a good way. And then if you can take your weed whacker and keep a dead space around it, it'll stop those stolons from spreading in.
Would it be beneficial to go ahead and cut the raspberries and blackberries to the ground now?
Oh, sure.
And try to dig it out?
To dig out the grass? Well, if you leave a speck of Bermuda grass root in there, it'll come back. Yeah. Right. So, other than a complete transfusion, but there's no way to really completely eliminate it out of the ground unless you really, really do a very close inspection and get it out.
Right. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. And again, 800-749-5936. That's a tough one. Because
it is a tough one because you've got herbicides, which are potentially dangerous, and you have you need a certain degree of selectivity in your herbicides, and that is one that's specifically geared towards grass. And you got this heavy bramble of thorny plants, so you don't want to get in there with your hands and pull them out, because that's a real pain in the neck. And then you plant it again tenfold when you dig it out by hand. Best thing I would do would be a physical barrier and keep that cleaned around with a weed eater, so you don't have the problem with these stolons spreading into it.
Yeah,
a steel edge will be ineffective.
Okay.
But it acts as a good point with which you could maintain. It will work if you keep it up. But if you're out of town for a couple of weeks, you come back, the stolons are in there, and they'll go crazy too. So it's a tough call, really. Okay. Another possibility is do a physical barrier and plant zoysia around it. Zoysia grass doesn't spread as fast as Bermuda grass. It's easier to control, and it'll actually take over the Bermuda grass.
Oh, okay.
So that's a possibility too. It has the same seasonal characteristic as Bermuda grass.
Right.
The appearance between the two won't be as obvious. But it does grow dense enough into where it will actually smother out the Bermuda grass. And it doesn't spread as fast. So you might consider as a renovation, perhaps, a band of zoysia grass in addition to a physical barrier around there. You'll probably be pretty well free.
And that would keep the grass barrier cosmetically easier to manage, I would assume.
Easier to manage, and it'll the zoysia will actually spread out and grow, and you'll have a beautiful fairway lawn after a while. so that might be because a lot of times when we plant trees, I recommend like a maple tree or something. I'll tell people we'll just get about 4 squares of zoysia and plant around it, and it'll tolerate more shade than Bermuda grass. And as this tree grows, the zoysia grass will grow out and infiltrate into the Bermuda grass, and as it grows, you'll have grass growing right up to the tree for a fairly long period of time, more so than the Bermuda grass.
Right. 800-749-5936, as we invite your phone calls on this Saturday morning. We'll take a break and continue on the other side with Green Country Gardener.
At American Heritage Bank, Our free mobile banking app allows you to monitor the balances of your accounts and experience personalized banking right at your fingertips. Pair with our free text alerts, and you now have a simple, on-the-go, secure method of managing your money. Visit us at ahb-ok.com or by stopping by one of our convenient locations today. American Heritage Bank, member FDIC.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod experts, Enterprise Sod Store, at 918-333-6888 or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Stock up on pet supplies at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Right now, a 50-pound bag of Pet Expert dry dog food, only $16.99 while supplies last. Formulated with 100% balanced nutrition, giving dogs the energy and nourishment they need. Packed with protein for strong bones and with the savory beef flavor dogs love. Shop for this great bargain of the month and other pet supplies today. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
An important message from Medicare. Managing two or more chronic conditions, like high blood pressure or diabetes, can be overwhelming. But with Chronic Care Management Services, you can get the connected care you need. Your doctor can help create a care plan and connect the dots between your appointments, so you can spend more time doing what you love. If you have Medicare, ask your doctor about Chronic Care Management Services. Visit Medicare.gov and search for Chronic Care Management.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The telephone number that gets you on the air on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We are roughly halfway through, just about a half an hour of time yet for you to get your phone calls in for Larry Glass on this Saturday morning. And the plants don't care, but for the humans, we'll remind you to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Extra day of sleep in the morning.
There you go. Good morning, caller. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we help you out with this morning?
I'm calling you about my mums that are out in my flower beds. When do I start cutting them, you know, the dead plants back? When do I start cutting them back?
Right now, for appearance, you can cut off just limited to the flowers. You want to leave a good deal of the stalks on throughout the winter.
It does help it throughout.
A little extra layer of insulation there. It does help them out a little bit.
Okay, and, then I will do that. I was planning on cutting everything down.
So. Yeah, and then in the spring, you can cut them back really low, and then they'll come
okay,
out.
Okay, what time in the spring?
Oh, when things really start to grow, about the middle of March, typically.
About in the middle of March. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I probably would have cut them back all the way, too. So we'll
I'd like to leave just some stuff on the top.
Okay.
Extra insulation, extra help.
Yeah, makes good
make
sense.
It survive the winter a little better. So, although they are extraordinarily hardy. I mean, I used to live in suburban Chicago, and we had mums.
Yeah,
and the soil was so frozen and dry, you wouldn't think they were alive, but they just popped out in the spring. So, they're pretty hardy plants. So,
is the same true for your garden plants, your tomatoes, your vegetables?
No,
you want to trim all those all the way down?
You got to pull them out.
Rip them out.
They're annuals, yeah. And tomatoes, do you have a compost bin?
I do.
Does it get really hot?
It gets pretty warm.
Okay, if it gets up to 140 degrees, you can compost your tomatoes, but otherwise you're carrying one disease from one year to the other just throw them out. So.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Right.
Well, we have another call. And
that's a walk-in call there.
in from the radio station across the hall. Good morning, caller. You're next up on the air on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Sir, I've been listening to you about the lawnmowers. What you say is correct. But, you know, for the last 10 years, I put Stay-Bold in there, and I double what it says. And
right.
I have no problem, and I got 15 machines. I just wanted to, you know, okay, some
well,
people
yes.
can't get the piston up to the top because they don't know, you know. So,
how does Stable work with this whiskey they're putting in the gasoline? Does that do okay with it?
Well, I worked on ethanol plants. I was one of the welders on a lot of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've changed all my hoses, gas lines, I mean, on all my stuff in 10 years, and it still didn't eat into the rubber.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but
sure,
that's my personal deal.
Well, yeah.
I have no trouble with it myself. If you put Stabolt in it all the time, or sea foam, is really good too.
Okay, cool. So, all right.
That's
well,
all. I mean, what you say is completely correct, but you know, there's.
It's nice to have an
option. It's not completely necessary with the Stable, or whatever the gasoline stabilizer.
Yeah, yeah. If you double it, it's supposed to last 2 years. Now, I'm not saying it's going to, but it'll really help.
Well, I've got a pickup truck that I don't drive very frequently, and the gasoline actually will stay in it. I drive it so infrequently that it'll be in there for 6 months. Should I put that in my tank?
Yes, sir. You should put it in when you use the fresh gas.
Yeah.
But it'll help after that, too.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah, and double it is the best. And it's pretty cheap stuff, really.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, so I just wanted to get back. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much for the call. All information is worth considering.
That's right. Well, my equipment, I've used the ethanol-free because it is kind of hydroscopic. So it can cause some problems with rusting in the bottom of the gas tank, so... But all the gas tanks are plastic in these Volvos.
I'm not going to go there.
But my old pickup truck has a metal gas tank, and it rusted out. I had to put a new one in. But anyway. Okay.
Planned obsolescence? No, I'm not sure I want to go there.
Well, no. It wasn't a problem back when it was built because they didn't have bourbon in the gas. Anyway, at the nursery, we have pansies, kale, violas, and fall color shrubs like burning bush and nandinas. Getting a little late for the grass seed, though.
Yes.
I think looking at the weather coming up this week, it's really favorable for planting grass seed.
And we still have temperatures highs in the generally in the mid-50s or better. So,
but I think we're due for a zinger pretty soon. So if you want to plant some fescue seed, we have some.
You want to go on record on how many days in a pretty soon?
Well, it takes 10 days for it to even sprout.
Oh, okay.
When it's relatively cool, it takes it.
Yeah.
They say only anywhere from 7 to 10 days. So when the weather's cool, you can count on 10 days plus.
Okay.
Maybe 15.
Sounds.
For it to sprout.
Got it.
So I don't know what the weather's going to be like in 2 weeks. It'll be, we'll be decorating for Christmas. So it's getting a little late, but if you're kind of desperate, go ahead and put down some grass seed. I think it'll probably do good enough to hold it for the winter.
Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning. I just want to talk about fescue for a minute.
Yes, sir.
This last winter, I planted some fescue, and we had such a warm winter, it just took off just gangbusters.
Excellent.
But over the summer, it pretty much went away, like died out. And I was just curious if there's not just the way it grows or if I didn't get the seed deep enough. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, there is a stem disease that it'll get if we have a lot of moisture and humidity, and phytophthora, if you want to know what the name of it is. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, or Pythium, one of the... Anyway, it's a disease that affects the stem, and if we have a lot of humidity and a lot of moisture and the grass isn't really well rooted, and if it's watered on a more consistent basis than it should be, you can have problems. So
okay. I see some kind of coming back now.
Yes.
And so, by saying all that, you're saying it was just one of those kind of summers that was difficult for them.
Yes, and there were some fescue lawns in town that were very, very successful this last winter.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I think mainly it was my new stuff I planted because some of the other fescues done well.
Yeah. A very important thing about fescue is you want to allow the surface of the ground to dry out completely between waterings.
Okay.
And
when Mother Nature waters it, you can't already do it.
You're on her schedule now.
Well, you can invest in thousands of little cocktail umbrellas to keep the grass away. But you want to let it dry out a little bit between. And also, look at on a sunny day, look at the ground and see if you're getting at least some dappled light on the ground.
I'm getting some what now?
Dappled sunlight. you should get some
degree
of direct sunlight onto the ground.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. But as far as his summer die off, more than likely just will...
Another fact with fescue grass is stop fertilizing it the middle of May.
Okay.
Because it starts with the nighttime temperature starts to get a little bit warm, and you want the tissues in there to strengthen up a little bit. And cutting back on the nitrogen applications at that point will be very significant to its success in the summer. Now, right now, we're just a little bit past peak for fertilizing the fescue grass. You want it to slow down just a little bit in light of the calendar.
Okay.
So it's going to get cold. and you need it to strengthen it, too, just like we did our Bermuda grass back in August and September.
Okay.
So that's kind of, and don't try to, and keep it mowed rather tall. And when you do plant it, 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet at the most. If you overplant it too thickly, it'll cause the phytophthora problems too.
We have another caller.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass and Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Yes. I was wondering, is it too late to spray for weeds? Like the spring weeds and dandelions?
No, not at
all. Since we're having two warm days?
Not at all. Tomorrow would probably be a really good day. It's supposed to be in the 70s.
What do you suggest?
Just something with a picture of a dandelion on it. Trimec 2,4-D, those kind of things. Should work pretty well. And be sure to follow the instructions very carefully. Don't over-apply. But go ahead and apply as directed, and it should take care of it pretty good.
Will the 2,4-D bother my flowers that are still left?
Yep. It'll curl up your pansies, and it'll call sprouts. So pick a time when it's really still during the day. I think the upcoming weather, tomorrow's going to be a pretty still day, too, tomorrow. So 10 to 15 mile an hour winds tomorrow, they're saying. So.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Oh.
If you use a pump-up sprayer, keep the pressure a little bit on the low side, you'll have a larger droplet, less mist, and then it...
Mm-hmm.
And so you shouldn't have much drift involved with it.
Okay.
A high today is 69, she's within the window today, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the nighttime temperature?
60. Is it going to hold about a 9
tonight,
degrees?
60 degrees tonight.
Yeah.
Wow. We definitely have a window of opportunity for that.
Okay. So are you recommending not mowing our lawns anymore?
Well, the Bermuda grass is pretty well stopped for the year. If it just doesn't really look tailored the way you want, I'm going to do mine today or tomorrow because it just doesn't look as tidy as I would like it to look going into the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not going to lower it down any. You don't want to scalp your Bermuda grass right now. You want to keep it fairly high.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Well, we'll be mowing for leaves. You know, when they come down, they haven't come down yet.
Oh, the leaves, you want to rake those up, get that off the grass, too.
Wait, but I think she's saying they haven't fallen on her particular yard yet, so her trees are still holding the leaves.
Well, good for them.
You don't recommend mowing for your leaves?
You what not?
When the leaves come down, we usually use our mower.
Right, oh, yeah, so.
To mulch them.
Uh-huh.
Will that hurt it?
No.
Bermuda?
No, shouldn't really. Depending on the species of leaves.
Bermuda is pretty much dormant, or getting that way.
Yeah, it's getting dormant, and you should have a pretty good degree of decomposition by the time the winter's over with on your leaves. Depending on the species of leaves, if it's an oak leaf, they'll be there for a longer period of time. But if you have maples or elms, they decompose fairly quickly.
Well, I've got pecan leaves, but
okay. Pecan leaves, they got a little bit of tannic acid in them, so. It might lower the pH a little bit, but probably it'll take years for that to really build up, so wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay. Also, you mentioned about what to use for a raised bed, a wood log. What were you saying it should be?
That's a treated wood. If you do use wood, you want to use the treated wood to keep the termites away.
Like,
I think you specifically mentioned white pine, didn't you?
Well, treated yellow pine.
But yellow pine,
yeah.
Yellow pine.
Well, basically, in this neck of the woods, they get the wood from Arkansas, and it's treated over there. And then it's it should work. Fence posts work, make really good planter box. You might want to line it with a weed mat.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
So the soil doesn't seep out, and it does keep the chemicals separate from the soil when you do that.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
We'll take a break and continue with more of your phone calls on the other side. The telephone number to get on the air, as always, 800-749-5936. Green Country Gardener continues in just a bit.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth, I felt comfort, I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY. Go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
They get our kids to school safely.
Okay, so walk me through how you got to this answer.
They provide critical support in the classroom.
Chicken sandwich, my favorite.
They keep students nourished so they're ready to learn.
I'm an outie.
They are there when accidents happen.
Oh, you're gonna need a Band-Aid.
And they keep our schools beautiful.
School bus drivers, custodians, nurses, paraeducators, just a few of the education support professionals who help schools in Oklahoma run smoothly every day. This is Alicia Priest, president of the Oklahoma Education Association. They ensure that our students have a safe ride to school, healthy meals, and a clean environment to learn. So take a moment to say thank you to the ESPs in your school.
A message from the Oklahoma Education Association.
Toyota. 800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener, and the lines have been active so far. We still have about 15 minutes yet to go. Plenty of time for your questions for Larry Glass this morning.
We were talking about stuff at the nursery.
Yeah.
We got pansies, kale, violas, fall color shrubs, burning bush, and nandinas, and a little grape grass seed. Sod can be put down right now, no problem. And a cactus, the tropicals, the camellias are starting to show some color.
Wow, those are great.
Uh-huh. The plants. Plant them about like you do azaleas.
Yeah, I made a trip to Hawaii about a month or so ago, and they were beautiful over there. Good morning, caller. You are on the air. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I inherited a little piece of property, and it's got this bushy, grassy thing. I think they call it pampas grass.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of round, and they grow real tall.
Right.
It's real. And then in the fall, then they kind of bloom. They don't bloom out, but they grass out on the end, browned ends.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is, pampas grass?
It's either pampas grass or maiden grass. The maiden grass
okay.
is a real thin,
well,
thin.
I've been told, and I want to talk to professionals, that you should cut them down before winter, you know. Is that true?
Not really in this neck of the woods. These grass plants are especially the pampas grass. Does that have a broadleaf or a narrow leaf on the grass?
Oh, it's not real broad. It's kind of narrow. It's only like an inch wide and about 3 inches tall uh-huh. on the end.
Yeah.
But it never flares out until fall. It stays green, you know, clear to the tips, and then
right.
it kind of...
Then it blooms.
Does that in the fall.
Real heavy, yeah. real heavy tassels on it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pampas yeah. grass, yeah. So pampas grass... leave as much of it on there as you can tolerate for the winter. It needs that because they're hardy. They're a zone 6 plant, and we're 6.5
yeah.
to 7 here. And if it's out in the open with a lot of open sunshine,
it is.
So it should do okay. But
don't even cut it down. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I would just leave it alone and enjoy the grassy texture throughout the winter. And then about the middle of March, cut it back.
Oh, cut it down in the spring.
Right.
about how far off the ground?
You can, pampas grass, you probably want to have half a basketball above the ground.
Okay, that's short, huh?
Fairly short, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you start over every spring, just cut her down and let her go again.
Right. Now, if we were 100 miles south, you can do it in the fall, but we're just at that point where...
Okay, so it's a springtime thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's real healthy. I love it. It's I like to plant some more because it's kind of cool looking and it gives some cover and...
It is.
Security kind of thing, you know.
There are some good examples of pampas grass growing here. It doesn't get as big as it does. Back at Georgia, when I was there in college, they had... pampas grass plants as big as buses. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, really?
But this
one's about 5 foot tall and about 3 foot across. It's a nice big one.
That's a small. Real that's a small pampas grass.
Really? Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
that's cool.
So anyway, that's about what you can get out of them over here in this neck of the woods. So, but
all right.
But they're pretty.
Appreciate the info. I really enjoy your guys' show.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah. We try to keep it caller driven whenever we can, but some weeks, I guess people just don't have
these pampas grasses were huge.
Oh yeah.
Up by the Coliseum, they had them planted. Golly, they were just monster. Pampas grass plants.
Well, we're talking about northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas, yeah. And the area at least right now. Good morning. You're on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Early in the program, I heard you mention how to keep the bird baths from freezing. Mm. What did you use?
I just use a plant saucer.
Just one of those
little
clear plastic plant saucer.
Yeah. And that'll keep it, and just fill that up with water. And when it rains, you want to dump your bird bath. But and that works very well if you don't have a heater or don't want to pay for the electricity to heat the bird seed.
I have a small one that's heated, but it has sprung a leak, so I thought I may have to go back to the other. But
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's worked out for me for a few years actually. Just keeping a plant saucer in it, you put the water in that, and it does just fine.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank
for calling.
You very much for the call. We appreciate it. And we've got another one lined up. Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
I have a primarily fescue yard.
Yes.
That the humidity is taking over in spots. It's every year it gets a little worse. What I was wondering about is, does it do one bit of good to overseed fescue, just broadcasting it?
Yes, it does. It does. For some people, it's a normal practice on your fescue grass every year. It can be a tough summer on fescue grass. It'll thin it out, and you get a little bit of phytophthora here and there, and it just doesn't look as heavy and full as you want. The end of August, first of September is a really good time to do that.
Is it too late to do that, in your opinion?
Your results won't be as good. They'll be marginal at this time of year, marginal at best. But
kind of the squeaky edge of the window, but you can. It's
yeah,
worth doing.
If Charlie makes good weather for the next month or so, then it'll do just fine. But we can't.
Sir.
We can't.
Will it ever crowd out the Bermuda, or will the Bermuda eventually crowd it out?
If you were to mow it about 3 inches tall, it'll do a pretty good job of it. But if you keep it low, it'll have a difficult time competing. The Bermuda grass generally won't grow in an area where it's shaded out like that. So keep it mowed.
Okay, well, it's all full sunlight.
Yeah, if you keep it mowed really high, that should do a whole lot to control that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. We need to get one more break in this hour, and we will continue with your phone calls on Green Country Gardener coming up.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most, Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Fall means mowing on hot days are soon over, but at Four Seasons Ag & Lawn, it means great deals on Bobcat mowers. Four Seasons Ag & Lawn has a double-engine warranty on all Bobcats in stock. Four Seasons is offering you the best Bobcat warranty in Oklahoma, starting with 5 years, 500 hours, all the way up to 6 years, 2,750 hours on commercial mowers. Now, nobody can touch that. A double-engine warranty on your new Bobcat, only at Four Seasons Ag & Lawn, 3 miles southwest of Ula. On 169.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Come on. 800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on your Saturday morning, 800-749-5936. And it's been a caller-driven program, still about 5 minutes yet to go if you choose to give us a call.
Right, we're starting to get into the full fall color season with the trees. And
yeah.
Trees that really give you good fall color, the Freeman Eye varieties of the red maple, good reliable color ones, and would be the Freeman Eye varieties.
Okay.
Autumn Flame and Autumn Blaze, they're pretty good about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The October Glory and the Red Sunset maples is kind of a standby for a while. They're starting to put on a really good show right now. The Chinese pistache is beginning to turn.
Yes.
It starts off yellow, and if it stays cool, which it's not going to, they will turn a really nice red color.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to have kind of an orange-red color on the pistaches here, but generally they're very good performers when it comes to fall colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with new all-male varieties, clones of these Chinese pistaches, so you're going to get a male plant for sure. Right now they're available. We'll be having them this coming year in a five-gallon tree. So they have a superior growth habit and better fall color, I think, than the female Chinese pistache. Kind of like birds, you know, the male plants or male birds are usually more colorful than that.
In many cases, at least, yes.
Yeah. The oak trees are they're exhibiting so-so color so far, but to give them a little bit more time. A burning bush is just starting to turn, too. That's a very popular one. You might want to sprinkle some of those in the landscape. Give them room to grow.
Okay.
Keep them kind of away from the house because they can't get out of hand.
It's a little early yet for some of the Nandinas to give us some of those red berries, but those are always nice to see.
Yeah, the red berries will be coming on, and also the dwarf Nandinas will be showing some good color right now. Don't expect a whole lot of color the first year out, especially if you plant them in the fall. The fall color on a first year Nandina is just kind of so-so, but every year thereafter they're really nice. And I like to use them with boxwoods or crepe myrtles too.
Okay.
And the green and the red contrast is really very sharp in the winter.
Yeah.
Very, very distinguishable. So just kind of why I like to associate them with the green plants. And as a base, a skirt, if you will, for the crepe myrtle.
Oh.
Something to look at in the wintertime. The dwarf Yopan holly makes another good one to put around crepe myrtles.
Mm-hmm.
So the Nandinas will give you some really good color. Especially if they're planted on the south or the west side of the house where they are exposed to a whole lot of sunshine.
Okay.
It's important not to let them get too dry right now at this point in time. So make sure they're watered adequately. Good maybe once a week watering and then they should do okay. And some heavy mulch too will help a whole lot too to help maintain the water levels.
Probably a good time of year just to go down and throughout the yard and refresh some of the mulch anyway.
Mm-hmm. So. I've been shutting down some sprinkler systems for people, and the ones that we install with the rain and temperature sensors do a good job of protecting your system from freeze-ups by shutting it down when it gets cool.
Okay.
It doesn't winterize it. It just shuts it off. Mm-hmm. It does extend the winterizing time a little bit by not having to worry about your sprinkler heads and your pipes freezing so much, or your driveways or your sidewalks from freezing when the thing runs.
That can be a problem.
So that's a good idea to let it automatically turn itself off. I know my neighbor's sprinkler system was running.
Really?
When it was in the 20s the other night.
Ouch. I'm sure they appreciated that.
Yeah, so you want to, if you can, you might want to get a rain and freeze sensor put on that. They just shut it off when it rains, mm-hmm. and it shuts it off when it gets cold, and you've got a little panel on there beside the timer. You can adjust the response time and all that. So that's kind of cool.
I've always chuckled when I drive by some of these commercial setups that, I go by whatever time of day and it's raining cats and dogs and their sprinkler is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You
know? Now, there's a response time on this too.
Yeah.
If you can vary that between an eighth of an inch or 3/4 of an inch, depending on how much you want it to rain before it actually does shut off. Mm-hmm. So that's variable on the rain sensors.
Okay.
And actually the recovery time, in other words, the time when it's irrigated again can be changed also. Jeez. So after the thing says, yeah, it's time to rain, you can set your timer to delay the start on that.
Okay.
And that's variable depending on what time of year it is too. In other words, in the spring, you want the maximum delay on that, 3 days maybe. Mm-hmm. But in the wintertime or in the fall or in the middle of the summer when it's really hot, you want to shrink down that start delay time. So it comes on a little quicker because typically we have fewer rains further in between, mm-hmm. and the ground tends to get drier quicker.
Evaporation
works. It's just a judgment call. You want to look at it. Well, the ground's kind of wet, so at 3 days after it rains, so I don't really need my sprinkler system to come on.
Yeah. So at the nursery, what's something that I could pick up this weekend and take home and enjoy? And not
beautiful, have? Beautiful pansies. We've got some pre-planted pansy pots.
Uh huh.
And you just take them home, set them on the porch, and you've got instant color. And we got them if you want to. We have the raw materials. You can use the potting soil in the pots if you want to do it yourself, too.
Okay.
But that's an easy way to do it. It's done. And we're getting into the 4-inch size pansies.
Okay.
So it's time for those.
Yeah.
When you plant them, Charlie, be sure to keep your shovel sharp.
All right.
See you next week.
Thank you very much. Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. News on the way in just a bit.
Do you need affordable health insurance for yourself or your company? Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227.